Hey guys, it's Dan Weber here with another podcast. I'm here with Libby Lossing.
Hey guys.
Today, Libby is going to give us three tips for social media posting on Facebook. So with that,
my first tip is that if you are not following your local schools or your local school's parent-teacher organizations on Facebook, definitely research what their Facebook page is and then follow those pages and then interact with whatever they're posting. So it's pretty common that schools like to brag about whatever they're doing for their kids, and parent-teacher organizations like to promote whatever upcoming events they have. So I definitely recommend reaching out and connecting with them through social media. I did very recently with Westwood Elementary School, which is one of Mathnasium of Forest Ranch's schools, and I follow their PTA, and they were sharing that they're doing a bubble run, so I commented on the post about the bubble run, requesting to be a sponsor on Facebook, and then they sent me an email, and it turns out that the PTA president for that one elementary school is also the PTA for the local middle school. And so I got sent 7 different events that I can sponsor, and I've already supported 2 in the past 3 weeks.
That's really cool. Now, what about posting your location or your geotags? How does that work?
Yeah, definitely. So tip number 2 is that whenever you're posting to social media, as well as if Mathnasium Corporate is sharing anything on Hootsuite and you wanna just add a little flair to the Hootsuite post, definitely go in and add your location. And when I say add a location to a Facebook post, I don't mean tagging your center, so your location shouldn't be, for example, Mathnasium of Forest Ranch, and it shouldn't be super broad, so I wouldn't do San Diego as my location either. Pick basically what your sub-community of the city you're in might be. So in San Diego, we have Carlsbad, Vista, San Marcos, La Jolla. Those are all sub-communities within San Diego. So pick whichever sub-community most applies to your center, and it'll get you to the more specific audience that you're trying to target.
Cool. Now, how often should we be posting content?
You should really be posting every single day, maybe even twice a day. So, fun stat about Facebook is that only 2% of the content you post will be seen by people who like and follow your page. So you as the owner and as the administrator on your Facebook page, you probably see your content every time you post, because hopefully you're liking your own content. But the average mom or dad or community member who follows and likes your page will only see 2% of the content you share. So posting frequently is definitely important, as well as sharing diverse content. If you don't have your Hootsuite account set up through Mathnasium headquarters, definitely get your Hootsuite account set up, and then also be sharing your own local content and really showcase your center through social media.
And then what's the name of that website you're telling me to dress up our posts where you can get Bitmojis when you're posting from like a desktop?
Yeah.
Or emojis, what are they?
Emojis.
Bitmojis are like the actual me.
Yeah. If you are sharing things on social media and you are creating posts from a desktop and not a mobile app of Facebook, you can go to EmojiCopy, EmojiCopy.com, and you can get the desktop emojis you'd see on a normal iPhone whenever you're on your desktop, so that way you can add a little bit of flair and character to your posts.
All right, guys, so to sum it up, make sure that you're following your local school Facebook pages and interact with them. Always tag your location, not in a too specific, not in a too general way. And then also, the best time to post new content is frequent, and make sure it's diverse content. So a good example is kind of something we had when Libby and Karen were doing stuff with Chick-fil-A. We would post stuff like little boomerang videos, which are more popular than just pictures, and that got a ton of activity. So thanks a lot for listening. You can reach out to myself or Libby if you have questions. Uh-huh. Have a great weekend.
Bye, guys.